Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Dr. Olive Dickerson lived a normal Canadian life. She was a Métis who advocated for women's rights, seniors' rights, First Nations, and Métis rights. She was more than an advocate. Dickerson was the forefront of the struggles. She was an inspired, inspirational teacher and mentor who changed Canadian history. She was born in Winnipeg in 1920, the daughter of a Métis mother and English father. During the Depression, the family moved to Manitoba's Interlake region, where Olive and her sister learned to live by fishing, trapping, hunting, and gathering. During her time in the bush, she learned the joy and value of education. One of her few neighbors was a Scottish Redimonds man, a classical scholar who loaned Olive's books written by great philosophers in the London Times.
And now in Dene.
Dr. Olive Dickerson, who leads a quay, hot here than how can I their lad do Canada a yah? Could tennis a bayas than a leany? Could a ha hook a nine there had a zakut a baba hur and nigh? A ye ha hook a nine there oo than a high tea a? Could the aunt nevet a ha hook a nine there la? The solat is the natu tennis a bayas than anthe. E ha hook a nine there. Kut ahu ansi a dinit se ot a den na te se yun, den a hai al tiu, den a halta al tiu. E yi zi ane, ken a dag e yad ahu ani si na hi a si, e du na hu lia la. Ku Winnipeg nuk an e ya nik e 1920 u, ban tani sabay yas denu betha a si den a heli. Kut a dua hu ja depression hu dhari a yur, A ye, it is ya nothing la, it a daring is a de, then a tarloom seek all ya thin a ye, in whom the London Times in Rick is banachia rare, a seatla herald than la.
When the Second World War broke out, Olive moved south and her life changed when she met the legendary priest Athol Murray. Murray had founded the Notre Dame College at Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and he took Olive under his wing. She graduated from Notre Dame in 1943 with a philosophy and French degree.
Second World War honi theru, all of yadnats a career theru, a roots in itayalti, gani yala, Athol Murray hulye, kuyi yalti, Notre Dame College honi thernik a Wilcox, Saskatchewan, a a all of a your school dani yala. Who 1943 graduated Jala Notre Dame, degree Baal Chuth philosophy to French ha.
Olive then began a long career in journalism at the Regina Leader Post as a reporter. It was here that she became truly aware of her Métis roots and became interested in First Nation issues. After a long career, she left journalism in 1967 to become Chief of Information Services at the National Gallery of Canada. There, she began her first book-length work, Indian Arts in Canada. At the age of 50, she shifted gears again, going back to school with the specific intent to get Canada's history right, beginning with the First Nations. She completed an MA and a PhD in history at the University of Ottawa, studying the early contacts between the French and North American First Nations. Those studies resulted in a groundbreaking book, The Myth of the Savage.
All of a yid a Regina Leader Post ha alone in nala a honi kot in newspaper gadarit isen kont a reporter helila a yaru thoyas alain nat a yer anire nihajala and u and not dene badore now tanisimba yas dene and u badore na a yinesh ea ea anat ela 1967 u Chief of Information Services, Halyasa National Gallery of Canada. A yaru eritlistet isat jala, It is na nevedint is Indian Arts in Canada huljelai. Kusalonen na bagayajau iskuldan jala ayit baba alt ilaat ant u Canada ed narandari kisi ayi baba alt ila isena li horel ia ayi askuldan jala ku Master of Arts anat ahu PhD Doctor of Philosophy de Anat Asen a your University of Ottawa Tse. Kui Yoru Bionisarla Ohu Anat Denechu Bala Denet Atse Anat Deneganin Dilisi Egan Tarlu Herel Danu a Yoru Tat Isselzila Tat Istink is the myth of the savage Hulye Ayidintlis.
Olive Dickerson's second career as an academic historian lasted a shorter time than her newspaper career, but it had a much greater impact. At 56 years old in 1976, she took up an appointment as an assistant professor at the University of Alberta. It was from that base she created her best-known work, Canada's First Nations. Another ambitious project she undertook was writing a general history of the Indigenous people of Canada. That became Olive's enormously influential Canada's First Nation, a history of founding peoples from earliest times, first published in 1992, giving Canada's First Nations their historical voice for the first time.
Olive Dickerson, a academic historian in Lee, Tha'alai Nelela, a newspaper ha'alai nani a your anzin tha'alai nasa, collidered o. Honi Kosh in Danain lay historian a Yerushin ho Ansibet Orient Zerla Kusalona Nashkatra Bagayu 1976 a year University of Alberta Denins in Nila assistant professor in lay a year Kuats in Sad Ritistin Tisla Canada's First Nations Hulye Ku a year in Aunt U At thoughts in Antu Dene, and not Dene who deal in sea. A ye gayeril densa. A ye Antu bed bechala new bayat hue, Antu badore now, harlund Antu who deal in sea. A ye gayerin tlissem. Canada's First Nations hulye. A ye tse ane, and not then becador becore jan jala. At the Bandari Tlisi, Est Ilenea, et Dinushi, Est in la 1992 a publish Halyasa a Eurythlis, et Dinabarare, et not Denet and O Dow Now, and O Hoodili, but O Janjala.
Olive Dickerson was made a member of the Order of Canada in 1996. The next year, she received an Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Olive Patricia Dickerson died on March 12, 2011 at the age of 91. She is memorialized with the University of Calgary's annual Dr. Olive Dickerson Award, which honors the accomplishments of an Indigenous student who has overcome adversity and life challenges to succeed.
1996, Olive Dickerson, a Order of Canada, Balchutla, Kuhatlaan Nenu, Aboriginal Lifetime Award Ban Thompson. Could Dr. Olive Patricia Ferendrla, March 12, 2011, 91 Bergayanila. Could Antubeno Nihade, your University of Calgary. Ahi Award Ban Ti Adorel Zade, a Denegodet, a University Nati, Hotita Dorel Zade. And U Babahurenada Kalu Horas Yurash Zahu Bakon Abahurenauto Zampa Auto and Uzasi Kalu Anail Dende Zamba Bal Yela a Kont Ubeno Nelia Lai Doctor Olive Dickerson.